After months of silence, we have got a big update when it comes to Vensport's development plan for 2024. On this week's The Apex, we will be discussing everything that was included, from tracks to cars to new features. We'll also be discussing the updates when it comes to Assetto Corsa 2, Automobilista, also Next Level Racing, and silly F1 simulators being sold for hundreds of thousands of pounds. Also previewing iRacing Sebring 12 Hours and everything else that's going on amongst the Apex brands. My name is Sam Fitzpatrick, and I have alongside me David Sampson, who I will just clarify to everyone watching on YouTube, wasn't late, he wasn't unorganised. No, he had a slight issue triggering the stream, so David had to...
press the dead man switch.
Yeah, you had to press the... we had to go a bit... bit old-fashioned on it, but it works, and it's all good. How are you?
I'm good, it was a long walk.
And I do there feel, and back.
I feel heroic as well.
Yeah.
It gave me a sense of... heroism. Yeah. No, it feels good. No, I'm good. Good to be here. I've been looking forward to this. I enjoy the podcast. I still get a lot of good feedback and stuff. People always mention. I was driving an official and someone came in the road and go, "Hi, Sam, sorry." I was like, "Hi," he goes, "I love the podcast. Keep it up." I was like, "Will do."
Ow.
You know what I mean? Love it. And then people in my chat were asking, "Wait, you do a podcast?" So that was good.
Do you want to give them a shout out? Do you remember the name? Or are you so famous now that you don't remember your fans' names?
Name 15, I don't know. Yeah. Just a number to me there.
Yeah.
No, I don't remember. I didn't know the person.
thank you to everyone who tunes in. Do appreciate it. And we are slightly earlier today for everyone who is watching live, but hopefully that is fine. We will be discussing the main thing. The biggest thing is Vensport's 2024 roadmap. They sat down in a 20-minute interview thing called their radio check, and Lucas, Morris and Kim sat down and had a chat. And these are some of the developers of the sim.
So I've actually met...
Day night.
Is it Morris? I've met Morris.
All the stuff we have for you today.
I had the opportunity to talk to him for 2 minutes.
Nice guy.
Very nice, yeah.
Yeah. And they released this roadmap that they have and detailed all the things that are coming in it. Let's go through what is in this order by order. So, one of the first things that's coming is the Mission Art and Goodwood. Now, you may be questioning, aren't they already in Vensport? Haven't they already been in Vensport for the last 2 years? Yes. But they're now available to drive on the closed beta. So that is one of the things that they're adding. And there's a push, David, for time trial racing in this first quarter update, which is going to be released, I believe, next week.
I thought that's what ESL was, the time trial simulator.
Wow.
Wow. No.
We can't already be like criticizing them. Like, this is the first thing we've mentioned.
Okay. I'll wind it back. I don't know if that was a feature people were asking. That's not the feature they're asking for.
I mean, it's quite an easy feature though to add, isn't it?
Correct. You do less.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that thing, that pesky thing where they can't have more than 12 cars on check.
Correct. If they're doing some sort of online leaderboard and stuff like that, maybe, but if it just means so you can compare your lap to a lap before. The thing I don't understand is Rennsport in quali mode is like a tire resetter anyway, so like it is a... I don't know. No one's asking for this. They're asking for just get rid of the beta now. Like,
yeah, well, okay, so we'll go and come to it anyway. What's going on with that? Like, just make it open beta. Like, what's going on with the closed beta? They're going to release a bunch more keys as well, beta keys, next week, but it's just that people drive the game, you know? It seems bizarre. I mean, do you know why? You know more about this than me, but, like, do you think there's, like, a lack of capacity? I mean, no one's... let's face it, no one's going on it, so no, there can't be a lack of capacity.
At first, it almost felt like a golden ticket. Like, it was exciting. Everyone wanted... everyone.
Back then, that was working.
Correct. Yeah. Everyone who moans about Rennsport now, I know, I saw their DMs and their tweets. Yeah, they wanted it. They were begging for one. So it worked. And it had this allure still and this exclusivity. And then nobody was driving it. And the only people who wanted to be driving it are ones that don't have keys. And then keys weren't going out. And it just got a bit awkward. And then they would publish figures like, oh, we've sent out 10,000. And then everyone replied to tweets like, well, I registered for a beta key on day one of your announcement. Like, how can I not have... I don't know. It's gone on too long. It's not like they have a mass forums where they discuss the feedback they've been receiving. Like, we haven't heard from them in a really long time. So what's the point of the closed beta program to keep it limited number of feedback? Then, I mean, are you telling me they asked for Mission R and Time Trails?
Yeah.
I'm trying to be less harsh, but...
No, it's fair enough.
It needs to just be... It's silly now.
Yeah, make it... and we're not necessarily saying early access, because, you know, early access usually means...
Yeah, just open beta.
Yeah, just open beta. That's what they need. So another update that's coming in the March... Another change that's coming in the March update, which I think is a little bit unexpected, is day-night cycles. As far as I'm aware, it's only going to be enabled for Spa initially, but they did have some... images of the
I haven't seen this
spa, and it looks all right. We can get to it, come on, here we go.
Holy graphics, what is this? That ain't show that again. That ain't Rensport. That ain't anything. What was that? I've played Rensport. I've done hundreds of. Are they showing off ghost cars? Yes.
Well, yeah. This is the time attack.
So they've added ghost cars. That's one thing. But the graphics looked a little high. I mean, what?
So these are some of the day-night transitions. What I would say is that I don't think they're going to have transitions.
Flick back. The cars don't have headlights. The cars are driving around the pitch black.
I mean, you got a bit of light, right?
No, headlights. Why is the grass dark? No, I don't see. In front of this bottom right red car, that's pitch black.
Yeah. Well, let's see if we can see them a bit later on.
Nope.
Yeah, there's no headlights in front. Yeah, that's not very good, is it?
Yeah, it's like...
I mean, yeah.
I mean, I hope it's not that dark with headlights on. I mean, it looked good.
Yeah. So I think that's just coming for Spa at the moment. They do mention later on that's just for Spa. But
so day-night cycle in a 10-minute race? Wow.
Yeah.
So they're going to pick at 7:17 exactly, so that we get dark on the last lap or something. Sorry, I'm digging. Like, this is, I'm in a bad mood with them, aren't I? Yeah. Rain it down. But I've never seen a long Rensport race, so day-night cycle doesn't mean anything. Do they mean night is on, day
well,
is on?
I don't think it actually transitions yet. I think it's just you pick day or you pick night. I assume. I'd be impressed if they do have a transition. But yeah, it's just for Spa.
But I think, they should add headlights. If they're going to do night...
Yeah, okay.
I think headlights would be a good shout.
Quarter two is their progression update. And this is to improve the player journey so there's more progress felt. So that's always a difficulty when it comes to a game. How do you make a game actually interesting for a prolonged period of time? You need to make it so that it's satisfying to play through the game, so there's stuff to earn, so there's a reason to grind away. In iRacing, that's iRacing, for example. And they're looking to get something there. They were very vague, though, what that meant. They mentioned improving the online rating system.
Yeah, I see that. I don't know what that means, though, because they just copied iRacing.
And that works. So I'm not sure if they're going to get anything better than that.
And I'm seeing new car class.
That is a new thing as well. So another addition is going to be the addition of their first McLaren. And they're going to introduce the McLaren GT4 to the sim. And there'll be four GT4s in total, I believe, starting from the quarter two. So that'll be the summer update. So GT4 will be a new
class. It was TCRs they had.
They already
had TCRs. I was thinking they had... Yeah, no, it's TCRs.
Yeah.
I did one TCR race. It was a rolling start. No, yeah. And we all just got black flags. Everyone in the race got a black flag.
When?
It was green, black flag, everyone.
Hey. See, they thought that you'd jump the start.
Yeah. No, I think it was a rolling start. It was Daytona. Daytona TCR, rolling start, and everyone on the grid got a black flag.
Sure.
I didn't know. No one knew what to do.
Yeah.
No one was prepared to pit. We didn't know what the speed was. I don't think I have a pit limit button.
Sure.
It was awkward. But I'll be interested to see what they do with the GT4s. Because obviously, at the moment, all this, again, doesn't make a lot of sense to me, because who's this for? Like I say, it's very quiet right now on Rentabot. They need new blood. And I don't mean by sending out keys. And it's just open the beta up. So we've got new blood to test this stuff. But like if they've been watching LFM ACC, ACC is a hugely popular, hugely active. And GT4's just went into silence on day two. Mm. Day one, day two gone. Everyone's back to GT3s because that's the premier series. That's where everyone's running. So I don't see how they overcome that huge hurdle.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good point.
I suppose the cars are free. I suppose that's the Rensport way. We still haven't been told how they're doing this. At the moment, they're free, right? They just go into the game.
It's difficult to tell where they make money at the moment. but yeah, certainly for the beta, everything's free. So yeah, that'll be something, the GT4s. Of course, it's weird. They'll have GT3, they'll have GT4, they'll have TCR, and, you know, manufacturers in each. And yeah, not much interest potentially in each. Q3 is empty. What did they call Q3?
Early
access. But they didn't say they were going to make it early access. So I think Q3 is a nothing one.
Did you talk about the new tracks?
They haven't said what the new tracks are.
Right, so it could be anything.
Could be anything.
Well, is there any tracks that way? Because they seem to be very...
In Germany?
Yeah.
Like Oschersleben or Sachsenring?
Maybe. I just figured their focus right now is...
Well, of course, there's... I'm not that sure about it, but apparently there's like Saudi funding as well into ESL R1, so maybe it could be... Maybe that, you know, circuit that they're building in the middle of the desert, which is opening in like 2028, that big resort thing, maybe they could have a version of that.
Gotcha.
In the game, aren't they?
Yeah. And new features, did they give any hints? New features?
Well, I think that's a part of all of them, isn't it?
Don't know.
I think they mentioned new features a few times. I'm not sure what the new features are in Q2. So, yeah. Q2 is, mainly GT4 and new rating system online. Q3, seemingly nothing. Q4, now Q4 in their roadmap diagram, they do have some things listed. It's called endurance. And it very much makes it implied that there's going to be endurance races. From what I could get from the interview, it was mainly just we're adding stuff and we're hoping by Q4 that, you know, it will be there. So that includes pit stops, multi-class, and longer races.
Driver swaps, hopefully.
Driver swaps going to be needed, yeah. So they're the things that they're hoping to add by Q4. Honestly, the way that they're talking, I doubt they will do. I think that will be something next year that they'll get done.
Yeah, I mean, this is a roadmap, right? But it only gives the driveway.
Sure.
It doesn't give the road. The road's empty on this roadmap.
Sure. I'll get the full diagram up.
To show, yeah.
If I can find it.
Because obviously this has the illusion of a long plan, but they didn't tell us what the new tracks were. They didn't tell us the new features. We don't know what the new ranking system is. So there's not a lot on here apart from night. I mean, time trial's not a feature. Night, GT4s. I'm not going to say the word Mission R. Yeah, that's it. Obviously, the spice of endurance, that I agree, that's good.
And another one of the things that they mentioned was that they were increasing the car limit, I was looking for the full one. There is a better one than this.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe this is all we've got. I will zoom that in. Oh no! The website's gone.
I couldn't zoom it either. Okay. Zooming out zooms it in. It's very strange.
There is the roadmap. Q4 basically those white dots are like multi-class and whatever should be labelled. Another thing that they mentioned was that they're going to increase the amount of cars that you can have on track. Currently, it's limited to 12, but they will increase that shockingly. Because obviously they are going to increase that.
Yeah.
Another thing that they mentioned was the paints. They are going to have a paint system, but it's nothing like we've seen on iRacing and ACC.
NFTs?
Well, maybe.
No, I don't know what that means. How can it be different to a system where you either paint your paint or assign your paint online? I don't understand what the...
Yeah, so I think the way that they're talking about with iRacing is training paints. ACC, you give someone else paints so that when you run the paint, they can see your paint. And they're saying we're going to have a new system.
They can't do first-party designs because you just can't get around the copyright issue. iRacing can hold their hands up and go, no, no, that's not a real paint. Just people that run training paints are showing them to other people that run training paints. So speak to training paints. iRacing's completely out of
it. Yeah.
If they do a broadcasted race, they just show the iRacing liveries and hold their hands up. Whereas you can't be like, oh, yeah, we handle the liveries, upload them and they work. No, you can't use the word Porsche without getting Porsche's permission, you know?
Sure.
So I'll be interested to see how they get around that key issue.
Thank you to Racing Stories, by the way, for subscribing, and welcome to Patrick and Nick in chat. Other things that they were mentioning, they want more community races. So they've reached out to some community people. So which is a good way of doing it, actually, for them to host like events and whatever on Rensport. So that is smart. Something about how you can add advertising for leagues. So I'm not sure what capacity that is, but maybe hosting the leagues actually in the game, and then rather than that, with an external website, perhaps is the idea with that. This update is coming out on the March the 27th. They were bigging up the modding element. Apparently that's going to be like available for everyone to be able to start doing modding soon. I think that might be the quarter two that gets added. There's going to be a new community circuit added along with Orchard, which hasn't actually been added yet.
Of course, they competed in the... What did they use their track for?
Orchard?
Yeah.
They haven't used it on anything on Rensport. They used it on Assetto Corsa for a...
Was it just a video?
Rensport
shown it off though, right?
Yeah,
okay, but it's not been used. Okay.
They haven't been. It hasn't been added.
I'm remembering the video, yeah, okay.
Also, they mentioned that they've increased the size of the development team in recent months. So any concerns?
Wait, I have a point to make. If your development team, I'm using examples. If it was, say, 200 people,
that sounds like a lot.
160, 80, 40. 5, and then they add 3 people and put an announcement they've increased the development team. Does that count?
Well, why do you think it had decreased?
Because they built a lot and then they didn't build on anything more. I just think ESL investment, big team, big development, focus on hitting their targets, did that, said bye to the people that do no longer needed for the mass development. And I think the team, I don't know, it just felt like Rensport got quieter. Like when they added rolling starts, it felt like they were really struggling to make it land. And like, I just don't think the team that was there who built this game from nothing, like this was a day one was impressive, right? I think we're all impressed. Like the graphics, the contact model, the track scans, the everything about it. Even people moaned about the FPS, but I didn't think it was that bad. I mean, yeah, it's only a single screen and the graphics were as high, but I just feel like those geniuses didn't do rolling starts. Is that how I feel?
Sure. Yeah. I understand that. So, maybe you are right.
I'm guessing completely.
Sure. but yeah, that was one of the things that they mentioned. Nick Horn asks, any ESL R1 news? No ESL R1 news at the moment. So, no updates on that.
I was kind of hoping this would spark something, but this is completely unrelated, right? The roadmap doesn't mention
it doesn't
esports.
Mention anything about that, so that is disappointing. I mean, that's pretty much it when it comes to Rensport. I was going to move on to other stuff there, but that's what they're planning in 2024. A little bit underwhelming. How do you see the sim going into 2025? Do you think this is a bad thing? Do you think if they're slow over the next couple of years still, and maybe we only get a full release in 2 years, do you think that's a bad thing? Or do you think actually with some time before a full release, it will get rid of some of the negativity that they've got so far? And actually in the long term, it won't make much of a difference.
I don't know. I think my thoughts for Rensport making it were coming from the hype and momentum from ESL. I felt like they had to have all those events and hit it running, open the beta, release the game, host... get the daily races popular and host some prize money events. There's a few big money, but they could do a weekly race for some money because like, they're coming from this esport pedigree. and then just dumped the dailies on people and just sort of left it. Like, no, they could have a weekend stewarded race, like focus on the high etiquette. I just felt they needed to hit that ESL momentum with, you know, people watching Kevin Yobb and all these big names, Benneke, and thinking, I want to do that.
Sure.
And then when the ESL's finished, they're like, right, let's go do a competition or a weekly event, or, I mean, like LMU. I mean, there's no forgiving Rensport got hammered by Le Mans Ultimate. That's insane. The momentum they had. Like, everyone was indifferent about Rensport, but positive towards ESL. Nobody liked Motorsport Games or Le Mans Ultimate. Le Mans Ultimate came into this way below with ESL, no money, no... And they just landed the competitive side, the servers, and there was a lot of bugs as well. But still, I just think Rensport, I don't know if any of this is good or bad, but how they get that momentum back again. Like, nobody's talking about it.
Sure. It's difficult to see, but things change. People correct. Are... what's the word where you change your minds easily? People change their minds easily.
Fickle?
Fickle, that's it. Well done. You are good at English.
Oh, thank you.
And people are fickle. They might change their minds. We'll see what happens. We'll move on to other sim racing news. Automobilista
announced
a collaboration with IMSA.
Big surprise by the name. Like, who? Like, I'm not saying iRacing has an exclusivity, but I was shocked, right? I'm sure you were to see another sim racing title put the word IMSA down.
Yeah. I mean, it's... Especially that IMSA, of course, have been investing in their global esports championship on iRacing recently. But maybe they're being frustrated by iRacing because obviously with Automobilista, one of the elements that they're adding is the full 2024 roster of cars, drivers, and...
Cars and drivers. We get the drivers?
I think we get the drivers. I think that's something that they mentioned, yeah.
Nice.
So, like, you can, or maybe not the drivers, but the teams. Sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. Now, this was exciting. I mean, I love everything about Automobilista, apart from the only bit that matters for someone like me.
The competitiveness.
The online, the state of how you race it online. I love the graphics. I love the frames. I love the car choices. I love the focus with, I mean, they did all the Le Mans stuff, right, before Le Mans Ultimate. This is Automobilista, right? They did the whole Le Mans package? Yeah. And now they're doing the whole IMSA thing. They're doing it, talking about endurance, talking about, I think, second best in rain after I raced. I mean, it's quite a way back, but still better than all the others. How their pricing went. I think everything, look, the track scans, but they just work for LMU. Like, what is this, version 1.5.6, if you're listening? Version 1.6, full LMU support. 100% LFM. Sure. So many words now. So many acronyms. So. Low Fuel Motorsports, who have, I mean, they must know, breathed new life into ACC. You can go into the SteamDB info website and see the analytics and what Low Fuel Motorsports for free has done for ACC. They need to. Because this is fantastic. The cars look great, right? All the IMSA cars, everything they're adding. They're talking about adding all the tracks. They've got loads of the tracks anyway. And I say with the WEC stuff essentially on top. I mean, there is no other sim that is talking about bringing the IMSA class cars and the WEC class cars. There's no other. No, iRacing can't do that.
Sure.
Or won't. I don't know. We're not getting the Ferrari LMDH or, you know, those. Hello, Mark in chat, who is currently downstairs. Hope your IMSA went well on the same subject.
Yeah, come on, Mark. You need to be practicing right now. You can't be wasting your time. You listen to us whilst you're racing, but you can't be typing simultaneously. So you get back to practice. You need to be carrying David to...
If he jumps in the 10:45, I'm leaving without him. He can walk home.
So a little bit more details about Automobilista. They're going to release the... V1.5.6 later this month. However, there is a bigger update coming this summer, the V1.6 update, which they're saying is going to be the biggest ever update to the game. Not a whole lot of news on what's coming in that one, but this immediate update coming this month, you're going to have better scenery when it comes to graphics for trees and lakes. They mentioned lakes and rivers, which really did sound a bit desperate, because after all, it's just all water. there's going to be better interior graphics. I cannot spell interior, but now I've remembered how to spell interior. Maybe I've still spelled it. No, I still spelled it wrong.
I think it's an O, mate.
Oh, interior. I was spelling it with an A and then an E.
That's too English, though. That's crazy.
Yeah, man. They have improved their live track. They call it live track, but that's basically
like evolution.
Like so, rubbered in line is more extreme, basically. So they have improved that physics update as well. So two classes are being updated with physics this month. The rest will be updated in the summer. There's been slight changes to the Brazilian stock cars and the Ultimate Gen 2, which is basically their F1 cars. There's also a spring sale with 50% off DLCs, and also they are looking for staff. So if you know, I think it was C plus.
Nice. I mean, it's been a while. I'm rusty, but
yeah, you could get a job or a graphics artist as well.
You know, I'm ignore everything they asked me to do. I'm just going to start working on LFM stuff. What are you doing? Yeah, I'm sorting that.
Yeah. I'm making you money.
Yeah,
I'm helping the game. Don't question me.
Yeah, don't question me.
Just give me $100,000 a year and don't ask.
No, shares. Always go for shares.
Okay, sure.
Wages, but that's so 2023,
mate. You don't get paid here, famously.
No, I just want shares,
You just get paid shares.
Yeah. Some shares, mate.
if you want a job, then go to Automobilista. So we'll see how the update is, but V1.6, that's going to be the big one in the summer. Do keep an eye out for that. More sim racing news. Assetto Corsa 2 has been delayed. This came out in a news from, Digital Bros or something? It seemed like a very unprofessional name for a company. But they did like an economics thing of it, or sales analysis of the company and calendar of future products is what they did. And Assetto Corsa 2 is not going to come the summer of 2024, unfortunately. It is going to be released in the fourth quarter of 2024. That will be the early access. So we'll see how much of the game is actually there, but it's not going to be released in the summer of 2024. It's not a shock. I don't think it's been delayed so far, has Assetto Corsa 2. So they're allowed to delay it a bit, I think.
Yeah, they need to get this right. Because, again, I need to remind people, this is the most popular sim, Assetto Corsa. It is the most popular. Love it, hate it, agree with me or don't agree. Because as far as just raw numbers of people with running laps, you can't match Assetto Corsa in the PC sim racing genre. So they need to get this right. I just have so many questions with this game. Around, you know, I think I've seen almost lack of mod support on initial release and no focus on online competition. So I don't understand what the niches they're looking for.
Well, I mean, I guess it's the same niche as Assetto Corsa, right?
Oh, that's mods. Assetto Corsa is all about
the
mods.
Sorry, they don't have mods, yeah.
100% mods. I mean, for me, before iRacing, I loved Assetto Corsa. And R-Fact 2, they were my go-tos. But the reason I did much more Assetto Corsa was the mods. Because sure. When the new F1 championship would come out, I can start downloading all their cars, like all the liveries. And I could, they were crap, but I could start testing new tracks because someone's built a really vanilla vendor that day.
Yeah.
And then in a week, now it's got buildings. 3 weeks, it's got buildings and the trees. And then by week 7, it's like a full... You know, someone's done a HDR, like texture map with high resolution 4K textures of the track. And I loved all that. And for that reason, I did it more than R-Factor 2. And I worry about this game anyway. I thought they were going to go for the all. Like they need to get their ACC fans and their AC fans. But I don't feel this game caters for either. I find ACC very... competition focused and AC very mod focused, so I don't understand the middle ground they're aiming for. Like, is it more console focused? I need more information. That's my problem.
Sure.
I don't see where their niche is.
By the way, that report came from because I should say I read this on Box This Lap. Digital Bros. I think that's what I said.
You did.
say as many, yeah, the Digital Bros did a report, and that's how we found that out.
I also heard rumours that content they were hoping to get into the game on release, and this was way before the delay, wasn't like it was a, they were going to like phase two it and phase one. Yeah.
Well, it's early access, so you know, what do you need in an early access, right?
Yeah, but
one car, one track.
I mean, this was months ago about something months away that it wasn't going to be as good as they hoped, and now they're delaying it. I mean, this just doesn't. I don't know what it is about sim racing titles. Like, what the problem is. Well, I don't know what it is. I don't
you
know
think they should just say we've delayed by 12 months, summer 2025.
I don't know what they
Wait,
should do.
Be patient, guys.
Me and Mark were having this chat this morning or last night about the problems with sim racing titles and everything. And one idea we had is to go full balls on the modded tracks and cars. No, as in things that aren't raced in real life. You don't need licensing. Like, I'm not saying I approve of it. It's not something I usually go for. But full online competition on made-up tracks with made-up cars. Like, we try and copy IRL, but imagine trying to get IRL to copy us. Like, build cars that we want made, the style of cars we want made for endurance racing.
IO1.
Yeah. Imagine
but
not being
it
held.
Work.
No, I know. But because it was in iRacing. These people are hyper-focused on everything being realistic. I'm talking about a game where you're...
Well, that's what Automobilista have done with their Gen 2 F1 cars, where it's basically modern F1 cars.
Yeah.
But they can do whatever they like with them.
I think if you're unrestricted by licenses and all this regarding tracks and... You know, like, we historically know, we don't talk about it much, but the reason like Lamborghinis and stuff were, over the last 20 years, very not in car games... It's because they had a strict at the top level agreement that no damage can be shown. You cannot damage a Lamborghini. You can't show a damaged Lamborghini in the game. So some games needed damage or other cars have damage. They can't add a Lambo that's indestructible. I think the only reason iRacing got around this was more like IMSA reg licensing, not IMSA licensing, not Lamborghini licensing. I think
But the counterpoint to that is GT3 is the biggest class on all of sim racing by a massive margin, and that's all about the manufacturers. It's all about driving a Mercedes, about driving a BMW.
But if you launch a GT3 sim, you're dead. Like, how can you compete with iRacing and ACC on the first day? Look at Rensport. They were people. Yeah, they said they could have done anything because they don't want to be just a GT3 sim. But when it got announced, people were like, "Are you kidding?" Like, we can't have another GT3
but
sim.
But then they're looking at the esports side of it. And, you know, when they did ESL R1, a big thing of that was the manufacturers.
Yeah.
You know, and the manufacturers were giving them backing. You couldn't do that with single seaters or prototypes. Ligier or Oreca aren't going to give money for that. Or
Dallara. If you've got made up cars, you can get sponsors from anyone. You can have the
but no one's sponsoring
the M&M's made up car name, and then you get some TV Samsung, and you just make it up, completely make it up.
If they've got a good salesperson,
yep.
Maybe they could do that. But I mean, I remember the iRacing Open Wheel Grand Prix World Championship that went on for like 8 years. Never had a title sponsor. They can never find someone to sponsor. Even the NASCAR thing, it's only sponsored by Coca-Cola because of the real life thing. Sponsored by Coca-Cola.
True.
So, yeah. The moment,
I'll give it a shot. You know, I'll release the game and see if there's any traction.
Sure. More news. This is a slightly smaller one. Racefume have got a new circuit being added. It is the I'm not sure how you spell this or pronounce it. The Paulville Street Circuit.
I don't know the name of this. Where did it come up before? Did another game... This name came up recently. I'm just trying to think why.
Unfortunately, they haven't released a trailer for it, so they haven't helped us out. But here's a quick onboard of the track. I mean, Macau comes to mind.
Macau comes to mind, yeah.
Absolutely massive shunts here. There's been some colossal shunts.
Did they not think to put that wheel overlay in the middle? Just looks a bit...
Yeah, but that's where the... I think it's because that's where the wheel would be.
Oh, it's because the dash... No, it's the dash that's in the wrong place, of course. Sorry. And this guy's got a 540 bump stop and he just locks it. Bam. Oh, why are you not flat? Come, I'd be flat through there. I wouldn't be scared of the walls, mate.
I appreciate he's taking the pavement.
Yeah, no, he lifted, mate. He never lift. Oh, I might lift here. Oh my God, that was frightening. I thought he meant to go left. I thought he was about to crash. No, I'm not racing here. This is
so Macau, isn't it? I've never actually seen this track before.
This is stupid narrow.
Even the podcast listeners can just hear Dotsul brake, Dotsul brake, Dotsul half, Dotsul brake. Oh, look at that over the curb.
Yeah, this is tight though. You'd have to be best friends with the person you're side by side with.
Yeah, I mean, even this front street is not that long. And look at this. I mean, that's so Macau. This is so Macau. This is like France Macau.
Yeah.
That's being added to race theme. So if you want to race that circuit, then go to race theme.
No, thank you.
Okay. There has been a new piece of equipment released by Next Level Racing. Their ERS Elite Reclining Seat. Oh, that's what ERS stands for. Okay. I was wondering what ERS stands for. ERS stands for Elite Reclining Seat. That makes sense. We learn. Here is the trailer.
I have to say, reclining seats all share the same problem. When you are pushed back on your brake, they lean back a little. It's just...
So it's made of faux leather.
It's like the fulcrum point is at the very bottom of a reclining chair. I think that's the word I'm looking for. Whereas a bucket seat, it's more like you obviously have the side part that comes at least, you know, 10 inches up the side. Yeah, that looks like a chair that will rock back a little bit. I don't know why it's elite. It is a reclining seat. I'm not seeing the elite.
I mean, you really are being harsh today.
Yeah, it's been a long day. It's been a really long day. I will hold my hands up. I've said three times, yeah, I can't seem to be on the positive side today. I will have to try it.
So, their CEO, Hess Gar.
Nice guy, probably.
Yeah.
Yep.
Probably really worked hard on that trip.
Yeah, very elite as well.
Only for... people to criticize it. Our aim with the ERS3 seat was to redefine the racing simulation experience by offering a high quality seat at an entry level price point. We believe that everyone should have access to top tier equipment without breaking the bank, and the ERS3 seat perfectly embodies this vision. So what are the details? I want you to guess how much it is.
You're going to show me something?
Well, you've seen the trailer.
Oh, you want me to guess how much that chair was?
Yeah.
$279.
Ooh, you're not far off, eh? So it's $250, €250, £230.
That's not a bad price.
It's actually quite cheap.
As I say, I've tried lots of reclines. The problem is it's that inch of flex up the top. Because when we brake, it's usually the upper part of our body that pushes back on the chair.
Sure.
And... I mean, you can fit it in this, but yeah, it's any chair. Is it the fulcrum point? If it's so low because you have to recline, then yeah. And I saw Glenn's comment, the side that comes up the side. Yeah, I knew what I meant. Like it, a bucket seat is connected like in an L shape.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I knew what I meant. And yes, as chat's mentioning, I was playing Trackmania for quite a few hours. I've done more Trackmania than I have Sebring prep.
Which Trackmania was it? Was it the newest one?
Nation. The newer one, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
We were just playing it on the PlayStation.
Sure. I'm not too familiar with it, but I've seen some of the... Is it virtual on YouTube?
Yeah, virtual with a W. Yeah,
virtual with a W. brilliant YouTube channel. I can watch like a 20-minute video of this guy. I mean the glitches they get. Anyway, we won't be discussing it. What else do they say? At the heart of the next level ERS3 seat lies uncompromised ergonomics, providing users with maximum support during their virtual simulation experiences. Constructed with premium quality PU leather and the latest seat material technology, this simulator seat ensures durability without sacrificing comfort. I would say I appreciate that. I personally, when I'm driving, I don't really care about the realism. It's all about comfort for me. Obviously, you want to be competitive and you don't want the flex like you were saying. Mm-hmm. But like, I do think that's something that is underappreciated, how some padding is nice, particularly on the bottom of the seat. And I'm not into like having a seat like you would have in real life. I want performance and comfort.
Yeah, I am probably going to be looking for another seat. I don't want to name brands. Well, I don't I suppose I can.
I mean, that is your job, pretty much. Yeah, you know, people go to eat.
True. Okay, good point. I meant on this podcast, but yes, okay. Yeah. So my Track Racer GT style seat is very comfortable. It's just so realistically bucket that it makes you hot. You're just enclosed in, and you've got the head thing, which is uncomfortable with headphones. It's a bit overwieldy, a bit hot. So I gave it to my dad for his rig. It is comfier than the seat I use. So I use a Sparco Evo XL, which by contrast is very open and flat and doesn't restrict airflow. So the fan and the AC, like you're a lot, in 10 minutes you could feel the difference. You've swapped treats. You just feel more airy. But while it's fine for lumbar and back, it's so carbon fibery realistic at the bottom. You are sat on like this.
Really? Yeah, I hate that.
And it was fine when it was brand new. It really was. But now, probably a year now has kicked in, and I notice when I get out of it, I'm like, yeah, like I need to either get a cushion or I'm going to replace it. I would like to try that one that has fans in the seat and funnels air, but I've heard reviews that thing's only good for a couple of months, then it just doesn't really do a lot air-wise. And the problem is, it's a very enclosed seat. It's enclosed because it's meant to push you air in, but on the flip side, again, that chair, any chair that encloses you a little bit, just traps heat. So I'd like something definitely comfort-focused, for sure. At the moment, I won't be getting a recliner. I own a recliner. Like, I have recliners. I've tried recliners because they're the ones I would like. As a streamer, I'd love to be able to just pop my chair back while I'm doing endurance and just rest. But I just physics alone, I don't think you can stop that inch of movement, which I don't want. You can't be spending this much money on a brake pedal and then your body eats in 30% of your load cell. So yeah, if you know a good seat, let me know.
Clearly David doesn't think that this is one of them. Nick Horn saying £200 to something. It is quite close to £200. It is, I think, £230, this next level racing seat. So do try it out. I think it's decently priced, but after all, if it's actually good or not, you need to actually try it yourself. Final bit of news, because it's basically a feature now every week, is we review over-expensive simulators sold by F1 brands. This week, the feature is...
Can I interject before you change that? Someone in chat has already guessed what's further ahead, the bottle and the can. So while Sam's going to be flicking cameras away, have a guess. Is the BAM or the bottle closer to you?
I really like the enthusiasm that everyone has for this.
I've seen it. Like, you might have created a trend.
I think I may have created a new game.
So vote.
Well, I mean, chat. I stole it from another.
No, you don't. They're not. Who knows then? What's closer, the bottle or the BAM? Right. Let's carry on, Sam. Sorry. Show off this, whatever it was you were going to show off.
Hold back your enthusiasm.
We can buy Alonso.
You can buy Alonso. So I think this beats the Alpine one. So I will be looking at the Alpine one a bit later as a comparison. But this is from F1 Authentics, the most. Like absolutely legitimate and like not going to be ripped off website on the internet. And this is the Aston Martin thing. And that's Fernando Alonso.
Aston, if you're listening, please send me one.
There is Lance Stroll, famous guy.
Is he? I thought he was just rich.
Yeah, but rich people are famous.
No, they're not. They're just rich.
Lawrence Stroll, famous guy.
No, he's just hyper rich.
this is from Terry Wazalil, who is head of build. From composites to paint shop to the assembly of this fine piece of equipment, our team is committed to producing simulators above and beyond any that have come before. You can buy as many of these as you like.
Seriously?
Yeah. It's the same with the Alpine one. You can have as many as you like.
Apple Pay. Use the Apex card.
Yeah. Yeah. You get worldwide shipping in 2 days. So,
all right.
And there's a 14-day money-back guarantee. So if you don't like it within 14 days, you can get it sent back.
Is it all Fanatec again? Because the last one was Fanatec, right?
No, the last one didn't say, and this one is the same. It does not say. Here it is. You can get Alonso or Stroll detailing, which is something that the Alpine one didn't have. So that's a plus point.
Oh, it has an AOC monitor. Okay, so we know what the monitor is.
Also, I'm not sure if the monitor works great because you got your friend and mine, the Halo. Like, I'm not sure if that Halo is helping your visibility when it comes to the monitor.
I don't know if I'd like to be sat in that for... I was just talking about being enclosed and being warm. That looks next level sweaty. It really doesn't say what DD and pedals. That's insanity.
Do you think... What are the chances of Alonso actually driving in that... What are the chances of that actually running? Or there being a PC in that room and it not just being a black screen?
I can see in the top right.
It's a black screen.
Yeah. that's dumb.
So all options include a full simulator setup, Aston Martin livery, unique chassis plates, AOC gaming screen, adjustable gaming pedals, whatever that means. Force feedback paddle steering wheel featuring go race quick release, latest gaming hardware, warranty for 1 year, comes with everything you need to plug in and play. It is 10 grand more than the Alpine one.
Yeah, but
so the Alpine one, if you want a bargain, it's only 90 grand is the Alpine.
They should
one.
Do the launch 10 grand. If you pick Lance Stroll, you should save 30 grand. Come on.
Yeah, but it'll come in pieces.
This is not a simulation. Okay, we'll skip then, because I want to simulate.
I
bought this, love, and my wife's like, oh, nice, is it a sim? No, this is an ornament.
Well, it looks, it's a nice ornament, though.
Yeah, but I don't have ornament space, mate. Not for that.
But these are the exact same, right? They've been designed by the same people.
Like, I would like both of them, and I'd like to line them up on grid markers.
Yeah.
Imagine that, like having a garage conversion, right? And having those white lines, parking them. Oh, that's okay. That's goals. So I need 190 grand.
Yes.
Okay, so
for one each, or like I said before, you can return it within 14 days. So you can have it for 2 weeks if you want.
And I'll just do that. Like, I'll stream 17 hours a day.
Yeah,
for 10 hours in an F1 car.
You know what? I thought they were the same, but looking at it now, the Alpine one, I remember, had the speakers in like all the holes in the car, whereas I'm not sure if the Aston Martin one does. Oh, hang on. No, is that a speaker there? Maybe it is. So yeah, I think it must be the same. I think they've been designed the same. The Aston Martin brand, maybe a reflection of how bad Alpine are. You have to pay 10 extra grand for the Aston Martin one.
We always have a 1 minute F1 talk anyway every week.
Sure.
They're done. I think they're done. I think Alpine are
Do you think they're actually pulling out now?
I think they've got to be done. Like, Renault have done everything to talk up and hide from all this, but I think it's over. I think the trajectory is bad. They've had all this recent investment, and it's just things don't look good. Things don't look good at all for them. Every other team around them, Williams are taking giant steps. Red Bull's got a whole new reimbursement of RB has a whole new direction on manufacturing. Haas are the fastest car in a straight line by. Have you seen the percentage numbers? How fast they are in a straight line comparison, most straights.
But that's because of Hülkenberg. He's a really talented driver. Really good at driving down streets.
Every car's looking like they've got an upward trajectory, and Alpine's in the bin. I think they're going to be in real trouble end of the season.
Do you think if Alpine dropped their backing, do you think someone would buy it, the team, besides Andretti? How do you think F1 would react if, like, Alpine dropped out? Because then Andretti would have to join the grid. But then, obviously, you still have a team.
Yeah.
Like, you have a car made. Someone just needs to come in and buy it.
I need to look at the lineage again, because I get confused if this is actually Renault from the beginning. Because I don't know if you remember, but Renault have beat Renault before, because was it the beginning of the Lotus era?
Was it Renault, then Tolman? Or was it Tolman Renault?
And then Renault came in again with through a different team.
Yeah, because Renault came in through Prost. Prost was Benetton.
Yeah, it's confusing.
I can't remember who Benetton. Let us know in chat who was Benetton before Benetton, because I'm not sure who they were.
But yeah, Renault have a strange lineage through F1.
But yeah, of course, Renault have won in three different eras. They won in the 80s, they won in the 90s, and they won in the 2000s. With three quite different kind of set. I mean, the Benetton and the Renault in the mid-2000s, they were quite similar. But
they took their name off the car through, okay, we're embarrassed, let's use a different one of our brands, and hopefully one day we can get it good, and then we'll put our name back on.
Yeah.
It's just not gone. Anyway, that's our F1 rant. I just think things are bad for them, and it would be very sad because they're a great team, they've got great drivers, they've been in the sport for a very long time. But I mean, end of the day, if they want to fix it and they want my cheap advice, stop trying to be Ferrari and Mercedes and get an engine, because you can't build engines. Okay, moving on. That's it, they can't build engines.
Adam V and Nick Horn saying that Benetton was Tolman in the olden days. So did Renault from the early 80s turn into Tolman? Or what happened to the old Renault?
Yeah, there was. I want to know. I don't know if it re-merged, but there were two paths Renault took. And there was the old meme that Renault beat Renault. Mm. They weren't called Renault, but Renault beat the lineage of Renault.
Sure.
And then, I mean, there was like two Lotus teams, right?
Well, at one point we had Lotus, Renault and Renault. No. But like Lotus, Renault were like...
We had Lotus and Lotus at one point.
Oh, yeah, sorry, that was the thing. We had Lotus.
And Lotus.
Renault and Lotus, yeah.
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 One had the F1 brand and one had the manufacturer back in from Caterham. The Caterham guy picked up, that was it, Lotus. And yeah, it was a mess, man. Oh, my God. All right, what's up next? Are we...
That's all the sim racing news.
So that's why we do that F1 segment after, in between. It works perfect. We do it every week. Yeah.
Who do you think will be next week?
Who?
Who do you think will release the next F1 simulator?
Max Verstappen. Sorry, I mean Max Verstappen.
Okay. You think there'll be a Red Bull? Okay, sure.
I hope so.
How much do you think it'll be worth?
Doesn't matter, Pat. I'll buy it.
I'll say 150 grand.
I'll buy that.
Red Bull one. Nicole maybe saying Haas. Anyway, next up, Apex Brands. I will quickly mention Apex Racing Academy. Sleeping 12 hours tomorrow. If you go to apexracingac.com, you can put in your email and then you'll be sent setups for Sleeping 12 hours along with track guides. So if you're really unprepared, you can still get Sleeping 12 hours track guides and setups. So do go to apexracingac.com in order to put in your email and you'll get all that information. Do you recommend it? Did we have many answers for the Pottle?
No, two people.
And what did they say?
Both said BAM. Does anyone else want to guess what's closer to the camera, BAM or Bottle?
Yeah, we'll give people a couple of minutes. This is exciting stuff. I know people are a bit shy.
Oh, Alan in chat is, yeah, he's right. This is cool news. Vettel testing Le Mans in the Porsche.
I heard about this.
Yeah. Oh, it's exciting. Yeah. Imagine him driving a decent car like Ferrari. It'd be so fun.
Are you a big Vettel fan?
Yep. It was tough, though. I've always been a big Vettel fan, but watching your idle spin every lap, knowing that you wouldn't have, is embarrassing. It was embarrassing. Like, I'm a big Vettel fan, but that guy, I mean, there was a season or two where he couldn't even go door to door with someone. He was side by side. Oh, no, Vettel's spinning. It was net code, surely. Like, what are you doing?
I think it's pretty crazy how, like, the Mercedes spot is available and no one is seriously considering Vettel as coming back. I think it's pretty crazy that you have a four-time champion.
For him, it was family, though. That's why it wasn't...
No, but no one wants him back. In terms of no competitive team wants him back. Because he was so uncompetitive in his last season.
He fell off hard, though.
Yeah.
Like, he fell off a lot earlier than people remember. Weber kicked his ass.
Not Weber, Ricciardo.
Ricciardo kicked his ass. Yeah, Weber did not. Weber could quali pole and still finish ninth on lap one. Ricciardo kicked his ass, so he ran off to Ferrari, and my God, he had spells, but he couldn't even hold down a season of being consistent.
I personally did not like Sebastian Vettel. I know he's still alive. I personally do not like Sebastian Vettel. When he was in a quick car, when he was in a slow car, he was for good fun. When he got competitive, I didn't like his personality. But, it would be cool if he enters WEC, and if he has fun with it, good for him. Apex Racing Team. Oh, actually, shall we just say the Botsall thing? A couple more. People going for the Botsall.
Yeah. It's
the Botsall.
3 foot.
And it is a massive gap. It's like, so,
that?
So, I'm trying to... So if I'm like there, then look how far my hand can come back. And
I think my comparison's better because it's a linear look. If I do that,
no, but
you're doing this.
No,
mate.
But people
Ready?
Won't believe you because it looks so close.
No, hold on, I'm not done yet.
That's not fair. It's not fair. People don't believe you because you could be saying that or you could be saying that. No one can believe. Whereas if I move my hand, people can see my hand moving. But yeah, it is this much.
Yeah, see that
difference. That's crazy.
Yeah, it is a huge difference. But it does look like the BAM on camera. I would vote the BAM. But it's not.
Yeah. We will be enabling 3D on YouTube soon. And when that happens, then you'll be able to see the difference.
No, we'll get a can-cam. Just from the side.
Yeah, yeah.
Can-cam.
Well, you will just move the camera around there. Just focus on the Botsalls. And it'll be audio. Apex Racing Team, Sebring 12 Hours is approaching. We only have one P2 team, but that is a very strong P2 team. Michele Constantini and Stan Delon is racing from the Sim Center, and Danny Civisabo is racing as well with them. So that's going to be a very competitive P2 team. Really best of luck for them. Fortunately, a lot of the other Apex Racing Team guys, you think of Johan, you think of Luke.
Kev.
Basically, loads of guys doing PESC. Loads of guys doing other challenges as well, between like Porsche GB, like Pete's doing Porsche GB. So a lot of them are busy. So we've only got one Apex Racing Team. However, we have got four ARA teams as well, I think, competing between the LMDH and the P2. So... best of luck to all of them. I think they'll be near the top. Do you think the P2 field is going to be more competitive than the...
Yep.
Yeah?
I think it'll pip GT3.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So P2's back.
Oh, man, it's brilliant in the wet.
Yeah.
Yeah, GT3's fine, but they didn't update the dry tyre model. Wet feels quite easy. I mean, LMDH is horrible in the wet. I love it in the dry. It's an absolute joke in the wet. I don't even want to talk about it, how bad it is. LMP2 feels fantastic. Just feels like the dry tyre model got a tweak and it's good. And the wet, it's so fun. Like, you're wrestling it, but you're wrestling it for lap time and finding grip and everything. And like, yeah, it's rewarding. The LMDH is not rewarding.
Sure.
It's just not, I don't enjoy it. Even if I get a lap together and it's quite quick, I didn't enjoy the lap. I don't understand what's going on.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm excited. My first time doing it from here. Downstairs?
Yep.
It's going to be different. That's for sure. Yeah, Mark in chat's doing it with me. So yeah, we're going to be here tomorrow morning. Nervous.
Yes. Yeah. How do you feel about the rain in terms of, we know what the forecast is?
Well, I saw Mark's message because, well, we know I think we only know the first. I think people got confused. That was the forecast for the first time slot, surely, because every time slot won't be the same. That's the confirmation they always give.
Oh, okay, sure.
Splits are the same, but races are not. So everyone's like planned from the forecast. But I kept thinking, this are they talking about making every first?
I think that was said. Yeah, sorry for interrupting.
No, that's fine. Yeah, I mean, I'm still not sure. So hopefully chat, someone can enlighten me if the forecast has now changed. Like if you go to click on the forecast, does it now show a different forecast? Because if not, that means they're making a rule exception for special events, that every special will be the same. Because obviously, if this was IMSA or IMSA Endurance, every time slot has a different, slightly different forecast. I'm not sure. So,
Alan Leeds says the forecast kept changing. So maybe the forecast isn't accurate. So it might say that it's going to rain, but it won't necessarily rain. Okay, I guess that's realistic, right?
Okay.
But I mean, it seemed to be very precise. Like, it was like, it's going to, like, the line was very precise.
That 90% and 0%.
Yeah, and it seemed very oscillating as well. So we'll see. We will see.
Half the field boxing on green flag. No way.
Love that.
That's brilliant.
And by the way, Patrick, let me know in chat that actually it's not GTP and LMP2. It is 2 GTPs and 2 GT3s for Apex Racing Academy. So we have...
He said ARA, 2 DHs and 2 GT3s.
Yeah, I thought that's what I said.
You did. No, I think you said LMP2 and GT3, I think.
That's what I said earlier on, but I've just corrected myself.
Yeah. I was backing you up. You got this. You nailed it. I initially was backing you up, then you confused me.
So, yes, good luck to them. And we've got representation in all the classes, hopefully all in top splits. Not all the cars will be in top splits, but one in each class. So that is Apex Racing Team, the big event coming up this weekend, Sebring 12 Hours. Apex Racing TV, this was a controversial moment. Some good clips recently on Apex Racing TV. I was commentating on this one. Spec Racer Ford, Sunday night. Oh, actually, you know what? I'm going to rewind it because we need some context to... Here we go. So this is last lap of the race.
Is this Summit Point?
Yes, it is. Last lap of the race. Here we go. Chubino versus Kabanka.
But now it's Chubino marginally ahead. I think he should have this one through turn two, but Kabanka
doesn't. What? Oh, come on.
Would you say that was the blue?
100%. That's not. He doesn't have the line there. Maybe there was a bit of netcode that forced him over to the right, but still.
So they get close. This is the last corner of the race.
I want Kabanka now. I'm rooting all for Kabanka. What? He parked. Right, Chubino just tried to park the bus, man.
Wait, sorry, what? You're saying it was Chubino's fault?
It looked like he parked it, yeah.
I mean,
maybe I don't know the breaking point, but...
I think he broke at the normal point.
Oh, okay.
I mean, in the post-race interview, Kabanka admits it to wiping him out.
Oh, what? Actual retaliation?
Yeah. And he won the race. They nearly lost a 9-second lead on that.
Oh, okay. So to me, it looked like a park, but okay. Christian Kabanka with the win. An intent wreck. What is that? 3-race ban?
Well, I don't know what it is in that series. They don't usually have stewards. So, not sure what they'd say.
Yeah, well, he needs to know that these races are protestable, right? You're protestable in a session in iRacing.
Yeah. You could get protested in iRacing. I mean, that was incentive. You literally said afterwards.
On an interview.
Yeah. Self-incriminating comes to mind. This was just some good racing, really, in Area 4.
Where are we? Is this Mugello? No, where are we?
I to the You'll hairpin, know it, yeah.
And it's going to be Bergeson and those two making contact as he goes
still
through
not
the
sure.
turn two.
No, I'm still not sure. That was a weird corner, though.
Martin is trying to find a way to push back Bergeson into that final podium spot. They're now
Wait,
going
it's
side
flat.
By side.
Oh,
like because he's not going to have the biggest challenge in the world. Unless
oh, I mean, it literally said that.
That race car,
oh,
close
I was looking down.
Go through the oh, my God. And that's Jones.
So that was how Bergeson managed to win the race. I'm amazed over that you haven't got this. I think some of the podcast listeners would have got it by now.
Drivers, I'm shocked they got away with that there being some sort of massive accident. But Theodore Bergeson is looking to pull away, going into the final corner. And unless Larson goes for the send of a lifetime, he is going to be taking the checkered flag to
Oh, my God. Is this Snetterton?
Yeah.
Why didn't I recognize the corners, man? I only recognized the last corner there. Jeez, how long has it been for me? I haven't done Snetterton. Oh, that's embarrassing.
This is a fantastic clip. Genuinely one of the best crashes I've ever seen on iRacing.
This is Snetterton.
I really could not predict who is the top four going to be at the end of this race. And that's huge contact.
Yeet.
Huge sky contact.
Love that. The F4 contact model is incredible in terms of its simulation of rear wheel to front wheel stuff. They do have a replay of it.
The Ash was laughing more at my random untimely opera singing as I saw that car get pitched up into the air. There's a replay, and oh, there was even more contact.
Whoa, man. Yeah, that's impressive.
Lord, I was just going to mention as they went on to the
huge stuff. Huge stuff. And we just got one more, again, from the same race. But some good fun racing. This is in the A final. This all but decided the race, I think. Went on for a bit while longer after this.
Archie is not going to want to give this one up at all. He has the inside line for the first corner. They are so close.
No way.
I'm pretty sure they did make contact.
Wow.
Trying to go around the outside of
he is not leaving any space there.
As late as they can, stamping hard.
Oh, holy. Wow, that is some good door-to-door racing.
Karen has just about managed to stay ahead. As Bergeson just couldn't. Looks
Uh-oh.
Like he's going to try to go around the outside.
Larissa's
just going to have to watch in awe as these three drivers.
Really nasty corner this to race three. But yeah, good racing from all of them.
Ah, that's brilliant door to door racing, these front two. Unbelievable. He's not going to be able to hold that line. He's not going to be able to hold that line. This is the right hand corner. He's done. He might be P3 after this. Look at me commentating. This has already been done. And I didn't hold it to the left.
And Archie Herron gets all and unfortunately, it all ended badly.
And Archie Herron's been sent round. And
Herron spun.
Jones,
yeah, he was touching his rear.
Whose fault would you say this was?
This is the black car's fault.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just overdrives into the rear of him. I can't even, we don't even get to see it happen, but he's overdriven into the rear of him.
Here's the replay.
Just taps him. Oh, wait, go back. Does he tap him?
Yeah. This curb, well, he hit the curb and then he tapped him. I can go into slow motion.
I don't know, man. Like, is it a skill issue that he just lost it going too slow?
More than he can shoe hit
yeah, okay. But not as malicious as it looked at all.
F4 stuff. Really fun series. That's back tomorrow, Saturday evening. That is all I wanted to say. Did you want to say anything more?
No, obviously good luck to everyone racing Sebring 12 tomorrow. Remember that rain's going to dictate the race, so yeah, don't beat yourself up. Focus on running long. It's a
new
experience.
Do you think we're going to have a dramatic... Because at the moment, the forecast is that it's going to rain right at the start of the race and right at the end of the race?
Start, middle, and end, I think.
Yeah. Do you think it's going to be dramatic in top split?
Yeah. LMDHs are really hard to drive, and most people have said, oh, the LMDHs won't make it, they'll die, and I think, yeah, okay, you're right. What if you die being hit by them because they're struggling? Like, you need to be careful being around them. You need to be aware that they struggle with braking, they struggle with mid-corner, they struggle with throttle. GT3s are going to be tagging them from behind. That's how bad these things are. So you need to be careful out there. Like, it's going to be difficult. You're going to have LMDHs trying to send it on you and can't control the mid-corner and then lose it, and if they tap you and you're damaged, you're out of the race. So... You've got to stay alive. You've got to survive the rain stints. Rain night, I think that's going to be quite an experience, people, especially if it's going to test their graphics and their FPS and their vision of the puddles.
Yeah.
Yeah, then Sebring Knight with Rain, that's a big FPS hit right there. 50-odd cars, it's a big triple class. It's a big FPS hit, and it's going to hurt your puddle vision. It really is. So, you know, buy a GPU for tomorrow morning.
Yeah, good luck to everyone. Hopefully it all runs smoothly. And let's appreciate the fact that we've got a special event with Rain, something that we have dreamed for so long.
Yep.
So thank you very much for tuning in. We'll be back next week with another late Apex with whatever sim racing news comes up. Of course, if you've enjoyed this podcast, do leave a like on it, subscribe to the channel. We do this every week at the same time. And yeah, do check out, maybe if you're watching on YouTube, do check out the podcast.
Press that button on the Spotify and iTunes thing.
If you're watching on YouTube and you're thinking, I wish I didn't have to see their faces, go on your podcast platform, Spotify or whatever. And if you're on podcasts, then
iTunes.
No, if you're on podcasts, if you're like listening on iTunes
and you want to see our faces,
go check the VOD out. YouTube.
Yeah. So there's that. iTunes as well.
Yeah. Do you like which?
No. I've got an iPhone now. I use Spotify.
Thanks everyone for watching, and we will see you back on the late Apex. Hopefully the stream will end. We're not entirely sure, but we're going to try.
It's not.
We'll see you on the next one.
Ciao.